This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
We read today from the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day, and granted that he be visible not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." Now let's join together in our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, creator of all things, heavenly Father and Mother, soul of infinite love, wisdom, and power, ruler of all that is and all that is to come, who is mystery yet revealed. We follow Christ, God's chosen one, who loved and served humbly, who healed the broken and included the outcast, who chose to suffer rather than harm for the sake of the healing of all creation, who gave his life for our redemption, and who was raised by God to new life. In his teaching, in his death and resurrection, and in his presence with us in all circumstances, he reveals God to us. He calls us to serve him for the sake of proclaiming God's grace. We trust that he accompanies us and will help, guide, heal, and defend us through all difficulty and suffering. We believe the Holy Spirit sustains us and guides us and empowers us as servants of God's grace. We live as the body of Christ in the power of forgiveness and the reality of resurrection, and the light of eternal life. Amen.
Our focus scripture this morning, I share with you from Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 4. I share with you this morning from the Message. So, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Jesus, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you. The glorious you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I've got good news for you this morning. Yes, Jesus is risen, but that's not the good news that I'm talking about. There's more good news this morning. We have all been chosen, each and every one of us here, as winners of a complete makeover. You know about makeovers, don't you? You've seen them on TV. You've seen them. You've read about them in magazines. Somebody is taken or chosen, and they get a complete makeover. They get new fashion. They get new hairstyles, new haircut. Maybe they lose some weight or they tone up their body. So they look different than they did before, right? You know about those? You ever tried to do that on your own? Hard, isn't it? These complete makeovers are done by, supervised by professionals, experts in the field. So, if we're all going to get a complete makeover, aren't you excited about that, huh? If we're all going to get a complete makeover, who is it that's going to be doing ours? Any ideas? What expert, what professional is going to give us or help us with our makeovers? Well, if you're thinking it's God and Jesus, then you're right. You know, really, when somebody asks you a theological question, if you say God or Jesus, chances are you're going to be right. Yes, it's God. It's Jesus who is going to be doing our makeovers. They have been in the makeover business for centuries. Since the beginning of time. Think about it. What's the first thing that God does in Genesis? Does a makeover, right? The earth is a formless void. And God turns it into this beautiful, life-sustaining planet. Pretty impressive makeover, right? Another example. God takes Israel in slavery, this little insignificant people, and turns them, makes them over into God's people. God makes Moses over into a leader of a nation. Leads Israel from slavery to the promised land. What about David? David was a shepherd. God makes David over into the king of Israel. And those are just a few examples. Jesus was pretty good at that too. In fact, he was darn good at makeovers, wasn't he? Jesus turned fishermen into disciples, turned blind folk into people that could see, the lame into folk that could walk, the possessed into healthy individuals, the diseased into health, turned them into seeing, walking, normal, healthy people. And then there's Paul. There's a big makeover. Paul was a persecutor of the Christians, right? Jesus turns him into a follower, a leader of the church. Pretty impressive makeovers, aren't they? Now, neither God nor Jesus would use the term makeover, I'm pretty sure. They would refer to what they had done as resurrections. Today we celebrate, we remember Jesus' resurrection, his from rising from death to new life. It's a glorious day, a celebrative day, a joyous day, a time for rejoicing. We should celebrate that resurrection. But here's a surprise. Today we can celebrate our resurrection too, our makeover. Did you catch that in that little piece from Colossians this morning? You have been raised to life with Christ. With Christ. We have been resurrected as well. We are a new creation. The old is dead in us. The new life is in front of us. Life with the resurrected Jesus. Well, here's a question. What's the hardest part of a makeover? You know what the most difficult part of a makeover is? Oh, shout it out. Maintaining it, right? Yeah, we could be made over, but to keep it going, that's the hard part. That's where the work is. So how are we to do that? How are we to maintain this makeover that Jesus has, through God, has done for us? Well, Colossians has the answer. To pursue the things of Jesus, to continue to pursue them. That's how we maintain that makeover. The things of Jesus, to love others, to forgive others, to be a peacemaker, to be a uniter, not a divider. Those are part of the makeover that we have been given, that we are to maintain. To see things from Jesus' perspective. A world where everyone is valued. Everyone is loved. Where there are no dividing lines between people or between nations. To see everyone, everyone is a child of God. It's going to take some hard work, isn't it? That's not easy to do. As we've determined, every makeover to maintain is difficult. But it is possible. Now that we too have been resurrected into new life, no longer are the things that have blocked our road before important. No longer do they have any power over us. Yes, we will experience little deaths, big deaths in our lives. That because of Jesus' resurrection, those now have been taken care of. We are now free to live that new life, each and every one of us. We gather around this communion table this morning to remember that. To remember that we too, with Christ, have been resurrected. That new life is ours as well. The possibilities in that new life, endless. Yes, Jesus is risen. He has been resurrected. Rejoice in that this day. But we have been too. Rejoice in that as well. Our old life is dead. We should look different. We should feel different. We should be different. The new life that has been given to us, our real life, is in front of us. And that's where the action is. In the 19th century, Emily Dickinson said this, to live is so startling it leaves little time for anything else. To place that in today's context, to live a new life, a resurrection life, is so startling, so exciting, it should leave us little time to live any other way. So let's act like it. Let's all act like it this day and each and every day of the rest of our lives, like we have been resurrected with Jesus. That new life is ours as well. Our tendency, sure, is to go back to what we think of as normal after this day. Back to the way things were. But we can't do that anymore because we have been resurrected with Christ. God, through Jesus, has done the ultimate makeover to each and every one of us. Let everyone experience the new you. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.